maybe just a little bit about yourself, your background, just some of those things that people might find interesting.
Well, I'm an independent shop owner. I've lived in Burlington my whole life. I've been self-employed now full-time for the last 12 years. Run Auto Electric in Burlington, Iowa, and very active, active with the community. I am board president for the New London Country Club. I actually joined that in June of last year, and they voted me in president in October. And since that took place, we've got a new dam put in, a new bridge, and part of the upper lake cleared out. So,
is this your first run for public office? Have you run before or held any office before?
No, I haven't. This is my first time.
What made you decide to jump in the ring for Burlington City Council?
Well, I thought maybe since I had made some improvements up there at the club, maybe I could shed some light on some improvements that need to be made in this town. Cut back on some wasteful spending, for one thing. Seems like the council that we have now just constantly forks out money hand over fist. There is no control on the spending. There's got to be a reality check here sometime soon.
What do you see as examples? What are a couple of examples that you would point to and say this is what wasteful spending is? What are some examples that you have?
Well, some examples is I don't know how much money they have spent on studies on this Cascade Bridge. I actually live in the neighborhood where Cascade Bridge is. Yeah, it needs repaired. There's a different route that you can go on that instead of having hundreds of thousands of dollars spent to have somebody come down and tell you you need the bridge replaced. You actually need to hire an engineer that's interested in doing that job and set some money aside to do that. It's not a big must-have project right now, but they've done the Manor project, wiped out hundreds of thousands worth of tax dollars by clearing that property off. That was a $5 million project. Now they're going to be lucky if they get $1 or $2 million out of the property. My thoughts were, they had somebody that was interested in it. They should have had some earnest money on that. Not a contract where if they decide to back out, they get their money back. That was not a smart decision. We've got a $7 million library here in town. Moline took an old phone building shortly after our $7 million library was completed, and they spent $1 million renovating a library in downtown Moline. And talk about putting your face in the dirt on that deal. I just thought that was kind of ironic. We had a $7 million library. Moline did it for $1 million. We totally spent it out of budget. Totally. And there's got to be an end to the madness.
How do you approach that? If you were on the city council, how would you go about limiting spending, controlling that? What would be your strategy?
Say no. That'd be a good start. First of all, spending like that, I would have never approved that to begin with. There's more sensible ways. We could have had maybe an outbuilding with a computer center in it or something like that. Not so much a big metropolis like they put in down there, They could have actually bought maybe some property behind them and added on to the old existing library. That was a very historical building that now it's a historic society. I think the Historic Society owns that.
In terms of, I don't know how well you've been following along. I know the city manager has presented a pretty lengthy list of areas that he says need to be cut or need to be at least looked at for cuts if the city's going to get its budget. Have you had a chance to look at it? And if so, what do you think of that?
Well, I kind of somewhat know what they're thinking about cutting. My position was when I started to run for city council, it was to cut the city manager's position simply because the only reason we have a city manager is because the council cannot manage the city finances. And it's ironic that the last city manager stepped down when he did, and then all of a sudden we're in a fiscal deficit. I would imagine the guy seen the writing on the wall and found out it was a good time to leave.
If you get away from that position, how do you go about, I mean, do you put it on the council to try to manage the budget? How do you go about doing that without a city manager?
Well, it's like me. I manage my own business. If I was in a constant deficit, the bank would have to really like me, or I would be out of business. There's no reason. I don't know if some of the people that's on the city council now has never worked for a living or own their own business, worked in the private sector, but I know from my standpoint of dealing with the public that they are sick and tired of having taxes raised because of out-of-control spending.
Would you put it on the council members to each one, I mean, in essence, take a day to handle the government operation? I mean, in terms of the stuff that the city manager is doing, who would fill that gap?
Well, I would have to put it on the city council. I mean, most towns have a city council that manages their city government. They don't have a city manager. I think the only reason we have a city manager is, like I said, our council that we have now cannot manage a budget.
What are some of the other issues you see facing Burlington? What are some of the other ones? I mean, obviously the finances and such get the most attention, but what are some of the other issues facing the city?
Well, drive-by shootings that we've been having here lately, I mean, it's out of control. I grew up in this town. You didn't have drive-by shootings. We have a lot of, I believe, gangs from the Chicago and St. Louis area, and yet the city talks about cutting police officers' positions, fire positions. If you eliminated the city manager's position, you could keep at least two police officers and a firefighter. You wouldn't have to eliminate three firefighting positions. And I'm totally against eliminating any of those positions.
Would you want to maintain the status, or would you want to see more public safety, more police, more firefighters, and find other areas or other positions to cut as well?
Well, my thinking on that is, look at the age that we live in. If anything, we need first responders. We need to keep what we have, and it wouldn't hurt to add to it. I think there is one person in the police department that heads up the drug task force. That's not enough in this area, as far as that goes. And we have two fire chiefs, actually one active fire chief, and the other one was lowered in his position. But they're both on the same payroll for the same amount of money. Now, that just don't seem right. You take a guy's position away, but yet he still gets the same amount of pay. And I personally knew the fire chief, and I thought he did a good job, and he should have retained that job.
What have you been hearing when you've been out talking to potential voters, as you've been out talking to residents here? What are they telling you that if you're elected, you should focus on?
Cutting spending. That is the biggest number one response I get from anybody. The out-of-control spending of the city. And I have to agree. I mean, I've lived in the same house for about 30 years, and my taxes went from $400 a year to $1,600 a year. And they talking about another 90 cents a thousand increase. The roads in this town haven't gotten any better. As far as, it seems like certain parts of town get new roads, other parts of town, they just go by, they seal coat it, and it used to be that the taxpayers in those neighborhoods had to pay for the seal coating projects. I totally disagree with that, because these people pay taxes just like I do. And if they come by and they pave my street and don't charge me a dime, they go down a few blocks from my house and they seal coat somebody's street and they want to charge them. That's just not right.
Any other issues, any other topics that are important to you? We've covered a number of things so far here. Anything else that is important to you that you'd want to get across to voters?
The merger between the sheriff's department and the police station. I'm totally for that, but I'm not for the point of taking $100,000 for the U.S. Bank building off of the tax books. We have taken property off the tax books for schools. The Edward Stone School building that they built, that was all tax revenue that we was getting in. Now there is no tax revenue coming off of that since there's a new school on it. And the same with the Lehigh-Leopold School. That was all tax-paying property. What should have been done, I believe, on that issue is the school had already owned property, and these buildings were so bad, why didn't they just tear them down and build new school buildings there? That would have saved our tax base, because now that the tax base is gone, they want to put the burden back on the taxpayers in the city of Burlington. And I know that people are fed up with it.
Would there be an option, a location that you could maybe pursue the joint facility on some city property?
Oh, definitely. There's already property that the city owns that's not on the tax books, and it wouldn't take any tax base away from us. For example, they was going to spend over $1 million buying the U.S. Bank building downtown. Well, that's a bad location anyway. They tore Washington School down. They could build a brand new building there, and it don't have to be a brick and mortar building. If you go to a lot of these towns, they're putting up metal buildings. Basically, the sheriff's and the police department needs a shooting range in a basement. They could make that facility happen. They need the office area up above. It don't have to be a metropolis. It could be an inexpensive build on that piece of property, and then that covers some of the problem neighborhoods in the community, which police and sheriff's department would be dispatched to, you know, in about the same amount of time as if they were dispatched from the downtown area. And it would increase that property value of the citizens in that community, or that part of the town, too.